This is Living the RV Dream, episode 95 for Friday, April 19, 2019.
I'm riding in my RV, wherever I want to be, 'cause I'm free in my RV.
Well, hello, happy campers, happy Friday! Yes! My name is Robert Morales, for those of you who are new here. And I'm a full-time YouTuber, part-time RVer, and I'm really, really, really getting the itch to hitch here since I've been in Miami for, what, a little over a month now. But we have some trips planned, some trips in the plan, particularly one trip next weekend. We're going to Orlando, to Disney World, and this has been, it's kind of a bucket list destination. It took us a while to be able to do it, but I was able to make a reservation at Fort Wilderness, at the campsites at Fort Wilderness, I think is the official name, which is Disney's official RV park or campground, and they have a bunch of amenities. And if it is like anything else that Disney does, it's probably going to be very clean, very well maintained, and everything is going to work, and it's going to be magnificent. So really looking forward to that. I don't think we're going to go to any of the parks this time around. I wanted to go to like the Flower and Garden Festival in Epcot. But the campground itself has enough amenities that we may be able to maybe do some kayaking or some horseback riding, who knows. And then there are other things to do in Disney, like downtown Disney, for example. And just, you know, do some of the free attractions around. You know, the Disney parks have become so expensive. I mean, this weekend is going to be like $150 per person. It's like insane. And we're already paying enough for this campground, believe me. This is going to be probably the most expensive place we've ever stayed at, probably tied with Camp Golf in Destin. You know, it's up there in the $200 range per night. But it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing, kind of bucket list destination, something we're going to do probably once, and that's it. And we got a deluxe site, too, because that's all they had available for this weekend. It sometimes it is very hard to find vacancy at this place at any time of the year on a weekend. So I think we're very lucky, and I'm really looking forward to hitching. You know, it's a relatively short trip for us, just 3.5-4 hours or so from here to Orlando. And we're probably going to take the turnpike, which I usually don't. I dread it every time because, besides being expensive, it's just this boring road, you know, with trees on both sides of the road all the way to Orlando. But this time around, you know, for the sake of time savings and being able to enjoy as much time as possible up there, that's what we're going to do. Anyway, switching gears here, I do believe I have some voicemail.
Hi, Robert. Just listened to episode 94 of your podcast regarding extended warranties. Me and my wife, Trish, had Good Sam extended warranty, and we had two claims. One to Cummins for the generator, and one for electrical problems, so we went to Thor. After those two claims, we added up how much we had spent on the coverage. We looked at how much we got back, and the numbers blew us away. So we ended up canceling our extended warranty with Good Sam. I get into a little bit more detail in my podcast, which can be found on episode 12 of Relax RV podcast. It can be found in iTunes, on Spreaker, or on through my website, relaxrv.org. Definitely not going back to a Good Sam extended warranty. Enjoy your show. Keep up the good work. And talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Well, there you go. That was Paul Sebastian with his thoughts about a certain company and RV extended warranties, and of course a plug for his podcast as well, which is cool. Next, we have David from Corning, New York.
Hello, Robert. It's me, David, again in New York. I used to live in Orlando, and now I'm up here in Corning, New York. And I talked to my apartment manager, and they said that you could stay in your trailer. And I have two parking spaces. Actually, I have three in front of a garage as well, so it's a two-bedroom apartment. You can plug in for free here. And they said you could stay for up to a week, no problem at all. I thought of a couple of videos you could do. You could bring glass museum, because this is where Corning is, making the glass. And they also make the iPhone glass. I have a video online if you want to see all the new technology stuff they're doing here. You're a science person, so you might like it. The other thing is Mark Twain's cemetery is here. He's buried here in Elmira. Other than that, there's also the Finger Lakes to visit. And of course, you can stay here for free, plug in, and I'd like to see you.
David, I really appreciate it. I really appreciate your, what you call a mooch docking option there at your place. And definitely Corning, New York has been in the proverbial bucket list for a while. But I have so many things on my bucket list that I don't think it qualifies as a bucket list anymore. It's just a list. And certain things are bucket, certain things are just so many places that I want to go to. But definitely Corning, New York, and this would be, which it's a nice segue into the next segment. This would be before the Hershey RV Show, which is September 11th through the 15th. And of course, as you know, they claim they are the largest RV show in the nation, and I mean Tampa is kind of big too, and they kind of claim that too, but in this case Hershey, Pennsylvania, I decided that I am going to go to the Hershey RV show. I contacted them. They're gonna send me a press badge like next month, so I'm going to have access to that, which means now my whole summer trip is pretty much bookended. I know where I'm going to live. I know where I'm going to end up. And now I just have to like back time myself from like the Hershey RV show to see probably New Hampshire and Vermont right before then. And then, you know, circle back to where I'm coming from, which is going to be the West. So August and September, August, the month of August and kind of September is going to be the months where I'm going to visit the rest of the lower 48 that I haven't visited yet. And as you all know, it was a dream of mine to do the lower 48 before I turned 48. And since I'm going to turn 48 rather quickly, I changed that into let's see the lower 48 while I'm still 48. How about that? And that's going to be it. Of course, in a future episode here real soon, I'm going to tell you guys all about all the places that I want to, that I'm going to visit in the months of June, July, August, and early September. And yeah, really looking forward to that. And I'm really looking forward to doing some meetups along the way. So maybe we can start with the Central Florida meetup. And then, of course, we're going to do the rally, which is going to be in San Antonio, Texas. And you can check out with my friends Paul and Tina at rvcaravanwithus.com because they are the ones who are planning that whole thing. It's going to be a, you know, full-blown rally with food, and we're going to do city tours, and the RV park, of course, is included, and we're going to have T-shirts and did I mention food? And I do believe even craft beer. We're going to go to a brewery there in San Antonio, Texas. Really, really excited about it. That's going to be mid-June there. And I'm really looking forward to visiting the area. Of course, Ely is going with me for that part of the trip. We're going to do Fredericksburg. We're going to do Austin. We're going to do San Antonio. And Houston on the way there as well. So if you have any suggestions of places to visit in all of these places in Texas, please do let me know. And I don't know if we're going to be able to stop anywhere in Louisiana or Alabama or Mississippi or the panhandle of Florida, but we probably will. And we'll try to see as much as possible. And then I continue on a solo section of the trip all the way to California, because on July 10th I want to be in Los Angeles, rather in Anaheim for VidCon, which is like the YouTube conference. It's going to be like their 10th year. So I'm really looking forward to that, to maybe do some networking. And of course, it's an excuse to go back to the West Coast, right? All right, before we continue, I've got some mail here. And of course, I always like to read some of the not snail mail, but email, you know, written mail that I get as well. And this one is from Jackson McAfee. And he says, I'm watching the video on Amazon of your travel to the West in 2018. By the way, check them out. Some of my videos, Amazon makes you like jump through hoops to put the videos online. But some of my videos are now available on Amazon Prime. And it's really cool because I'm getting a lot of viewership there. And it's almost starting to rival YouTube as far as a source of income for me, so that's great. Anyways, I digress. Let me continue reading here. It looked like you were pulling a Micro Mini Model 1706. Is that correct? Also, could not tell if you were pulling it with a Honda Pilot or Honda Passport or some other car. I am curious to know which one is it. We are looking into purchasing a travel trailer with a shower, toilet, but running into a problem with weight. Pulling with a Toyota Sienna, which is limited to 3,500 pounds. Was the car you had adequate to pull in the Micro Mini? We have been campers for a long time. Presently, pulling a Rockwood A192HW, A-frame camper. Oh, those are nice. And it's been great, but now we would like to do something, get something with a bath and a toilet as well. And I don't blame you. You know, we all want the comforts. And I really like my Micro Mini 1706 FB, which is a 2015 model. Which at the time they made him a little lighter. The newer ones are a little more hefty, but mine was 3,000 pounds dry, and I used to tow it with a barely adequate, but it got the job done. Especially if I didn't try to tackle any mountains. It was a Kia Sorento, one of the older ones that were built more like a truck, you know, rear wheel drive with a big differential in the back, a 3.5 liter V6. I mean, as I said, it was barely adequate, but it got the job done. It was rated also for 3,500 pounds. And in some places, they rated it at even 5,000 pounds, depending on what tow package you had. So I did put a tow package with a brake controller and all that. To make it a little more capable. I don't know your Toyota Sienna, which is limited to 3,500. Actually, 3,500 seems high for a Toyota Sienna, since that's like more like a front-wheel drive minivan type. But I would definitely, try to get some headroom when it comes to your weight capacity. And the 1706 FB might be a little heavy. For your Toyota Sienna, I would get a light truck at the very least for that type of job, and or try to get something even a little lighter. You know, the lighter it is, the thinner the walls are inside, and everything that is wood, it's a step up from cardboard at that point. You know, it's like everything. In order to make them lighter, they have to make them cheaper, in a way. Okay, I wanted to thank Kevin Carling of Micro Air. Of course, he recently wrote an article for the RV Daily Reporting, which he quotes me about, talking about Liberty Harbor RV Park in New York. Actually, it's on the Jersey City side, but it is one of the best places if you want to park your RV and visit New York. And the part that he quoted me saying was that from the roof of your RV, you can see the Statue of Liberty, which is totally true. By the way, check out that video. I'm going to put a link to that video in my video description about our trip to New York, which was actually less than a year ago. That was last fall. And after the Hershey RV show, who knows, I might swing by Liberty Harbor for a couple of days. I don't know. I'm just... It's just wishful thinking at this point, but I really like to visit the city once in a while. All right, we continue with the mail, which is probably going to be the main part of today's episode here in the podcast. Since I'm not traveling much lately, I don't really have all that much to talk about, unless you guys want me to talk about a specific place that I visited in the past, then please do send me an email, because Robert at travelingrobert.com. Anyways, Dennis Olmsted says, I really enjoy your videos. You have mentioned your desire to visit every state. I am looking forward to when you drive up the West Coast from California through north through Oregon and Washington. I live in Washington State, about 20 miles from Seattle. And definitely that's in the plans. And now that I know where I'm going to end the trip, now I can time myself to visit Seattle at... it's probably going to be at some point in late July, early August, to be honest. That's when that part of the trip will happen. And I don't know yet, because I really want to cross into Vancouver, Canada, and then circle around through Victoria. We'll see. And probably next week I'll give you guys a more detailed explanation of this trip, which is actually, and a lot of people have been asking me to make a video about how I make videos, and this is actually the first step, planning a trip, and basically you plan it to change the plans at some point, but a basic itinerary, you know, a basic lay of the land and a itinerary, and it's necessary to know more or less where you're going to go, and if you do need to make any reservations at high demand places. Like, for example, I already made my reservation for Anaheim when I'm going to Anaheim for VidCon. Well, anyways, I'm gonna keep the podcast episode kind of short today. Since I'm kind of concentrating this month, really, this couple of months, on finishing all the videos from my previous trip to the West, and right now I'm editing Joshua Tree National Park, and that's going to be a very nice video when it comes out on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/travelingrobert. Check it out. And also, if you like the podcast, if you would like to help me out, do go into iTunes and write a review for the podcast. I mean, if you liked it, give me 5 stars. If you didn't like it that much, you know, you can give me 2, 3, whatever you'd like, but it would help other people find this fine podcast. Oh, I forgot to tell you, the other day someone broke into my truck, but they didn't break into it. I think I neglected to lock the door one of those nights, and somebody came in and stole my RV GPS unit, which I don't know what they're going to do with it, because it is a very specific unit for RV, and they didn't steal like the mount or the chargers or anything like that. So I don't think they're going to be able to do much with it. But anyways, I don't have a GPS anymore, an RV-specific GPS. I'm going to have to call Eric Johnson of Techno RV and see if we can work something out. By the way, Techno RV, travelingrobert.com/TechnoRV. That would be another way that you can help me out, because I am an affiliate with them. And if you buy anything from them using that link, I get a little bit of a referral fee, and all that helps. Since we don't have any sponsors here on the podcast, I'm not making any money from the podcast. It's just me that I like to chat with you guys once a week or every other week, because as you know, last week we didn't have an episode. Besides the fact that I had a really bad cold, borderline flu, there wasn't really all that much going on with my life and my traveling, so I decided to skip it. But stay tuned next week for episode 96, because we are living the RV dream, are we ever, and loving the RV lifestyle, because, you know, I'm free in my RV. Talk to you guys next week.